You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Rose.
What?
Archer season 11, or is it 10, or what's going on here? Hey guys, I'm Nathan, and I'm a spy fucking maniac, and I'm here with a ton of other spy fucking maniacs to talk about Archer season 11. With me, I have Rose, as you heard, being annoyed at me.
You're not my supervisor.
And then I have Jordan.
What up, homies?
And then I have Rioja.
Suppressing fire.
Serpentine pattern.
How do you suck at this every time?
Okay, guys. So just fair warning, we're probably going to end up quoting the show more than we discuss the show.
Perhaps. You may get some Frisky Dingo quotes in there, too.
Oh, I love Frisky Dingo. So when Archer first came out, which, holy fuck, like more than a decade ago? It was in like the first year of high school. It was weird.
Baby.
Thank you for making me feel even older now.
Nathan's a baby.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm a huge spy fan, and Archer sort of hit me at the right point. You know, it's kind of like a mixture of like the retro style of Man from U.N.C.L.E. and the James Bond movies. But if James Bond was a fucking repentant asshole, and it kind of gave us H. John Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm,
as if he was.
I'm
he is
right
an
there
asshole.
With you, Nathan. Like, I am a mega espionage spy fan as well. And this also hit me with you know, I like Adam Reed because I'm a big fan of Frisky Dingo. And I also enjoy C-Lab 2021. But it also got me. Yeah, but it also got
both
me.
Both great shows.
Yeah, but it also got me because, hey, well, we just had a whole bunch of Arrested Development in here, too. And I'm just like, oh, you have my heart.
Yeah, and for the first, oh, I don't know, was it like around 6 seasons, Archer is more or less a spy show. And it wasn't until the spy organization, which was unfortunately named ISIS, ended up sort of being disbanded, that they started going into more of an anthology style. And I gotta say, that's where the show has been losing me in a lot of ways. Archer Vice was decent. And then 6 and 7, we're all trying to capture the essence of what Archer originally was. And for the past 3 years, Archer has been in a coma throughout the show, which has led into this weird sort of, like, they had Archer Dreamland, Archer Danger Island, which I actually quite enjoyed, and then Archer 1999, which is a riff on Space 1999. Ask your dad or mom or
ask your grandfather by this
grandparents
point.
Yeah.
My dad was alive for that, but I don't know. Anyways, they've even said, Adam Reed has said Adam Reed has said in not as many words that he's pretty much been spinning the plate to keep seasons going, to, you know, be able to keep getting a paycheck. And when this was first announced, this season was supposed to be the last season. And you can tell why, because it's a total return to form. I mean, Archer is out of a coma. everything is kind of as normal as it used to be. Archer has a sick cane, which leads to a lot of my favorite jokes of this season.
Oh, absolutely.
Tactile cane,
which, by the way, I legit want one because, one, I think canes are pretty fucking cool, and two, yeah, I just really want one, okay?
You'll knock yourself out with it, though, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I only want one if it dispenses knockout gas and bourbon.
Guys, I've talked enough about how this is a return to form for the show. I'm going to start with you, Rose. How'd you feel about this season?
I really liked it. I thought it was a little too short, but, you know, if they were operating under the pretense of this being the last one, they, I mean, made the most of their time. Whether there was only one thing in it that I really didn't like that's kind of spoilery, so I won't get into it if anybody still cares about the lore of Archer, but for the most part, yeah, I thought this was a very welcome return to form. It felt the most like classic Archer since the first four seasons, and even though I liked all the wacky dream seasons and stuff like that, I had a hell of a time watching this season.
And Jordan?
Archer Vice was kind of a detour, and yeah, Seven is where we stopped with the spy stuff. They went to Los Angeles, became a detective agency, and the ending of that is what led us to all that. And it, yeah, the dream seasons were mixed. I personally love Dreamland because, in addition to being an absolute spy whore, I'm a noir whore. I really did like this season. It was, yes, it was indeed a return to form. And I also agree with Russ. Kind of felt a little truncated. Like, I thought the finale, still hilarious. But maybe kind of the weakest episode. Even though it felt like, it's quite wrapping a lot up more story wise. I mean, then again, it got me with a Frisky Dingo character suddenly showing up, so I was like, yes.
That was something that got me about the finale, is that made me question if they knew by that point that this wasn't going to be the last season after all, because it raises the stakes in a way that, you know, no episode has done before, where they're only previously being portrayed as semi-competent at what they're doing, but at this time, no, they actually literally save the world, which would feel like a proper series finale for the show, but then the episode itself just kind of ends, and it's like, oh, if that would have been the series finale, that would have felt so undercooked.
You know, now we got the news that Archer is coming back for a 12th season. What I will say, I more or less enjoy the ramifications, like, Lana got the fuck on with her life and married Stephen Tobolowsky, which this show made Stephen Tobolowsky a recurring character, and that's fucking awesome.
Riojas?
Yeah, I really like the season a lot. I liked two of the three coma seasons, to be honest. I was Dreamland, I thought was okay. I was expecting a little more detective stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The adventure one was fucking amazing. Like, I loved that. I could have done with another season of that one. Adventure Island. Is it Danger Island?
Yeah, Danger Island.
Danger Island, yeah.
Yeah, Danger Island was amazing. Plus, Eye Patch Archer is just amazing. And then Archer in 1899, I couldn't even finish. I tried multiple times. Aww. And it just didn't grab me the way I wanted it to. And
phrasing.
God damn it, Rose.
Yeah, it bothered me because it was just like, man, I want to love this show again so much. And so when they announced, you know, that he was, or so when he finally woke up from the coma at the end of 99, I was really excited. And this season did not disappoint me for the most part, because it's all, you know, return to form. But there's a lot of character development that happened without Archer there that I thought was fascinating, because it was like, it was one of those weird It's a Wonderful Life situations. kind of thing, but he actually like found out it all happened, but then like, I love how the finale sort of like hints at the fact that him coming back was their excuse to go back to being giant douchebags.
Yeah,
that was something really funny, watching them slowly slip back into their, you know, kind of shitty dysfunctional state the more that Archer was around.
It really was that great self-referential, like, fourth wall meta commentary. It's like, oh god, we were much better off with this asshole, weren't we? That that really excited me. But also, I of course had fun in watching these degenerates once again become degenerates. And also, this season is also just quotable as all hell, because this show, the first episode alone, I give all the top marks, because it tells Ayn Rand to go fuck itself. Because if I wanted, if I wanted someone to murder context, I dig up Ayn Rand and put a pen in her hand.
This season was so much fun. Like Rose said, it's just too short is really its only issue. And if this was supposed to be the ending, that final episode, it doesn't have a lot of character in it other than that one thing. But it also has a lot of hints as to what could be coming. And I was wondering whether or not, I was talking to Rose about this a while back, whether or not this wasn't supposed to be the end, but maybe they were supposed to have a longer season and just didn't end up getting it.
Maybe we'll get that with season 12, but you bring up the final episode. I want to talk about the episode before that, the penultimate one, which has honestly become a new classic episode for me, which was caught napping. You saw Archer rampage, now you see Lana rampage, and it is goddamn glorious.
It's great.
We're talking about how Archer is back to form. This is a true back to form classic Archer style episode with its setup and even tying into characters' backstories, just giving everyone their bit to play, including Pam, who of course doesn't take a trank like a bitch ass rhino.
I found with this season the biggest thing that was to its advantage is the fact that it stayed true to all of its characters, which is something I felt like the previous seasons hadn't done as much. There has been a lot of flanderization, especially with the character of Ray, that I kind of just, especially in Archer 1999, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be kind of the straight man to Archer, where they're playing on like gay stereotypes?
Yeah, and they seem to run out of ideas.
And I heard the pause in Nathan's voice after he said straight man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joke, but it the thing that works with this season is, like you said, with Archer not there, they have to be better people. But when Archer is there, they find him to be an excuse for all of their worst tendencies.
Like it takes how long for new, better Cheryl to become fucking just this, just a glue sniffing autoerotic asphyxiation shrimp gifting crazy bitch.
Crazy Cheryl.
Yeah, her and Pam turn immediately.
Oh god, it was a light switch.
Yeah, they say little things like well, we don't drink on missions anymore, and stuff that just feels so, like, inhuman. Like, oh, we don't say sploosh anymore. Whereas other seasons have played with the entire format of the show, but while keeping relatively the same characters or more cartoonish, no real pun or whatever intended, yeah, versions of each character that feel like the same character, but mostly are just vehicles for their catchphrases, which kind of started to annoy me. Like every season I'm like, don't you guys have any new jokes? It's just fucking phrasing, totally cancer free, all that just packed into a season where it's like, I don't feel like there was an original joke in that episode. This season actually plays with the characters. One of my favorite episodes is one where Archer is giving a new butler to replace Woodhouse, and he's played by Simon Pegg, who is almost fucking unrecognizable.
Oh yeah, I had to look that up.
I had to look him up.
No fucking what it is.
Yeah, I was absolutely floored by how good that episode was. I also like the turn that they take with Cyril, where Cyril becomes the most dangerous spy.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. That's the biggest character development, because Cyril is our put upon character. He's our Jerry Gergich. And even in the badass moments he's had before, it's just like, you're going to get your legs cut out from under you. Sorry, Ray. Didn't mean it. But they really do a good job. And his regression, I feel like, was the most fascinating just to see him go from, I'm the head dick in charge to, great, now I'm getting hit in the dick by a pitching machine.
Why are you bullying me? Yeah, like his, you could see him fighting it in every single episode, and then by the end, he's back to the same old pathetic binge-eating loser that he always has been.
What they do with returning characters is cool. Like, in the second episode, won't spoil, but also with even Archer's discovery that Barry is working for him. It's just...
The Barry episode is so much fun because it's also the biggest downgrade for Cyril throughout it. Like, there's like, he keeps like trying to keep this one guard alive, and they keep making fun of him for it, and then it culminates into this moment that he does, and they're all like, "What the fuck, Cyril?
Dude, what is wrong with you?"
Another absolute favorite episode of mine is the double date episode with Archer and his random date, and
yes,
and fucking Lana and her new husband, which just fucking floored me, because that also felt very on form of Archer, just to have this situation and somehow everybody gets goddamn dragged into it somehow.
Yeah, that was something that I liked a lot about this episode, or this whole season, is that it seems like most of the episodes managed to include all the characters in one way or another. Like, they really showed off the teamwork of all these idiots. That was pretty cool.
I loved seeing Krieger again. I missed Krieger so goddamn much as normal Krieger. Like, when
apparently he's not a Rush fan anymore.
When when Archer shocks himself, he's like, "Oh, don't worry, it won't kill him. Is it enough to put him back in the coma?" And they're staring at him, and he just starts running.
All right, well, moving into final thoughts, I'm going to start with you, Rose. How did you feel about this season?
I really, really liked it. I'm sad at the shortened length. That actually caught me by surprise. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer than that, but we got the absolute most out of what we did get. Every single episode this season is just a gem. If you've fallen off the Archer train out of so many years of all the weird experimental stuff, I'd say come back and watch this one. You don't need to know anything about the other ones. If you just want classic Archer escapades, this is absolutely what you're going to get with it. And I think I would give it 9... tactile canes out of 10.
And Jordan?
Yeah, I really did like the season. A lot of what Rose said, ditto for me. I was disappointed by how long this was. I mean, this gotta be like the shortest season since like the first. Yeah, if I recall. So
oddly enough, no. It's the same length as 8 and 9.
Yeah, this is classic Archer. Back to form. You can definitely come back to this. As usual, there's a fucking great line every episode, and these characters essentially kind of do really get reborn. There's new layers and dimensions to them, and again, just some brand new, absolute classic episodes. I'm honestly glad there's going to be a season 12, because that finale, again, just didn't quite feel like the send-off. Or the, you know, finite ending that this show honestly deserves. It deserves, like, just fucking do everything. Throw every gag in there. But, yeah, anyway, I just really fucking love the season, and I laughed my ass off. I'm really glad Archer is back and awake. So, I will give this season of Archer 8 out of 10... cameras held by not obviously Werner Herzog in the finale.
All right, moving on to Riojas.
This season is amazing. It's so much fun. Like, it's too short in my opinion, but you know, after everything that's going on, I can't blame it for it being this short. But you know, Adam Reed himself has felt like he's been burnt out, which is why he did the dream ones to begin with. So maybe it's just time, you know, new blood really did take over, because, man, they really brought everything back. There's a lot of good guest stars in this. The woman, Darcy Carden, who plays Janet in The Good Place, is in an episode. She's in episode 3, and she's pretty good in there. I was hoping there would be more of her, but there isn't, unfortunately. And the great Jamie Lee Curtis shows up in this season. I'm not going to mention when or how many times, for that matter. But she is amazing from beginning to end. And they just made her look just like her, and I love that as well, because Adam Reed loves doing that to characters. There was another great Frisky Dingo reference, joining, you know, Simone and Mr. Ford, because Mr. Ford, his ass is everywhere. But I was so goddamn ecstatic the entire time. Every time I knew, I was always excited for another episode of Archer, and that hasn't happened in some time. I would have to give it 9 out of 10 baby penguins that sigh.
Okay, so yeah, this season has been almost completely a return to form. I think my biggest issue with it, and I'm only just going to go into pretty much what you guys have all been saying, I feel like the finale is a letdown. It's easily my least favorite episode of the season. That's not saying that it's bad or nearly as bad as some of the Dreamland episodes, mainly Space 1999 or Archer 1999. But this season has been amazing. I feel like Archer's growth past going into a coma, yet lack of growth, has been hilarious for this entire season.
I mean, he once again just goes on a bender.
Oh, yeah. And I love the character balance. I think it's got some of the best guest stars and some of the best episodes I've seen in a while. The animation is fucking on point. I mean, my penis can only get so erect. It's so beautiful. And, yeah, I think I'd have to give this... fuck. Ooh, this is a tough one. Because there was so much that I really liked about this season. I'm trying to think of where I would stack up all the other ones. I would go... 8 out of 10 ocelots with tufted ears and beautiful spots. All right, so I'm just gonna sort of say at this point, what are you guys' wishes for season 12 if it is the last season?
Okay, one last Conway Stern appearance.
Yes.
Where I hope maybe the joke is, once we finally do learn who he truly is, it's the lamest fucking answer possible. And
I don't know, how many more limbs does he have left to rip off?
Yeah, and I would like something about Lana Archer, since more of Archer trying to develop as a father, since again that was the crux. That was the crux of the penultimate episode, which I fucking love. So
I agree.
Yeah. Maybe something along that lines. And just, if there is going to be a series finale, just like making a big fucking nutso celebration of Archer.
There's only one thing I want more than anything, which has been hinted at consistently, which is, who the hell is Archer's dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to know who Archer's dad is this whole time, and we got so close so many seasons ago, and then nothing, and it's a shame.
I thought we were going to get him in the finale, because a certain part where Archer is drifting away mentally and physically, and then a voice comes to save him, and I thought that we were finally going to see him there, but no, it turned out to be something else.
Yeah. I just hope that we eventually sort of tie up what few threads are left. I felt like this season was perfect for, like, revisiting old characters. It honestly felt like seeing old friends again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
It was just fan-goddamn-tastic.
I too, would like to really see a better resolution to Archer, Lana, and AJ, because I feel the way that they've handled it, especially this season now that Archer is awake, is almost kind of cruel and not very sympathetic or even all that funny. I mean, I'm not offended by it necessarily, but I'm just like, man, when you introduced the element of AJ, I was like, oh, this is going to be something new and interesting, and they've taken every excuse they can to not include her in the show for one reason or another. Now that there really is no more excuse for that, they've just taken this really mean-spirited way of having it play out, and I don't really like it.
You know what's funny is that I agree with that, but I kind of like it because it mirrors Archer's childhood.
Yeah, but I was hoping we wouldn't see that again.
Well, that's the thing, is I think that's why I liked it, because it showed why Archer was so upset about it. Because Archer was so incredibly upset about it, because he went through the same thing, and he's just like, why did you do that?
Yeah, it's weird, and I really don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either, but I would, but in a story sense, I want to see where it goes.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where the show goes. I can't believe I'm actually excited for another season after this, because I was so ready for it to be put to bed. Kind of like...
Same.
I don't know. I had something for this.
Yeah, I'd made my peace with it coming to an end, and then right about the time that I did that is when they made that surprise announcement. Oh, by the way, we got one more season. I'm like, oh. Oh, okay.
I got super giddy.
Right?
I immediately messaged Rose.
I just hope Krieger can finally fucking marry his hologram.
Also, yes.
I know. Kuriga-san.